Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about our good friend Jonathan Zook being back on the show. Jonathan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technology. Before that, he was a real live entrepreneur making his own way in the marketplace and did it very successfully. And for the last 8 or 9 years, he's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. But more than that, folks, there are so many things that you enjoy the benefit of right now with regard to technology, with regard to connectivity, with regard to the internet, it would be appropriate for you to thank Jonathan and his organization for sitting at the table, pounding on the desk when people were trying to do things that would hurt you and your ability to use these great tools. These guys, Jonathan and Steve Del Bianco and their team, have been right there on your behalf advocating for your rights. And so, Jonathan, on behalf of my audience, I want to thank you for the hard work you guys have been doing.
No, Chuck, thank you.
Welcome back, Jonathan. A couple weeks ago.
You know, every time you mention the Brain Trust, though, I can't help but remember that fourth grade joke where you put your hand on somebody's head and make this sucking motion and yeah. Say, what's this? It's a brain sucker starving. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, well, that's a good story for you, but that doesn't apply around here, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, a couple of weeks ago, I was in D.C. where you guys stay, and you guys invited me over to speak to your little gathering of technology CEOs, and I want to thank you for the hospitality, and I enjoyed being with you guys. But I want you to tell the audience about what you were doing there, what the folks flew in to do from all over the country, and what you wind up doing.
Yeah, sure. Well, once a year we do something called a fly-in, which is when small business CEOs come into town to have meetings with their member of Congress or members of the administration to talk about real issues facing small businesses in the IT sector. And because we do it all year long, but every once in a while you got to show up with your bona fides, right?
Yeah.
And people need stories. Our chairman and founder, Mike Sachs, calls the stories, statistics with heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of what the purpose of these fly-ins is. And
so you actually took these members, these CEO, technology CEOs, small business owners. The people I saw there were all small business owners just like me in my audience. And so you actually took them over to Capitol Hill. They sat in front of members of Congress and told them how certain policies would affect their ability to survive and grow their business.
That's exactly right. Because folks need to hear.
What are some specific things they talked about?
Well, one of the big issues that's being discussed right now is privacy. And that's an issue that comes up, periodically every time there's a new technology. I mean, there was a big rush of privacy discussions when the World Wide Web mm-hmm. sort of came into being.
Now, when you say privacy, Jonathan, everybody says, yeah, I want privacy. But there, as you taught us a long time ago, Jonathan, you were the first person to really explain this to us. Privacy is not as simple as it sounds, is it?
Well, it's really not. I mean, it's a term that everybody has some affinity for, but in most instances, when people are given a choice between sharing their data and receiving some kind of a discount at the grocery store or something like that, they give up their data. I think people should be more conscious about that decision, but I think that decision is a legitimate one. In other words, I think it's you should think of that information as a commodity and decide whether or not you want to share it. And if you do, then that means when you go to the grocery store and you buy some baby food, that somebody may contact you interested in selling you discount diapers or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Because they know a little bit about you.
And that's where privacy becomes multifaceted, isn't it? It's not that they know who you are. They just know a little bit about what your tendencies are. And it's only so if you're willing to give up a little bit of your privacy, you can have some convenience, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, a lot of folks are trying to figure out what the business model on the internet and on mobile devices now is
right.
going to be. And so for some applications, you might spend some money on them. For others, they
right.
might be free, but they try to pay for themselves.
But the bottom line is you should be able to decide how much privacy and how much convenience you want. And that means the marketplace decides, not some bureaucrat. And that's what you guys have been working on really hard, and I appreciate that. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Jonathan Zook after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.